The Cosmic Darrow. Key number 12. The Hanged Man. This awareness indicates that this is the moment of truth. This awareness indicates this on many levels. This reading being conducted on the Tarot, The Hanged Man, on July 10, 1972, as a linking the outer and inner planes. That which has been building on the inner plane is now in suspension, that which has been building on the outer plane is that which is in suspension, and that these two planes do now wait in suspension with looking, with a deep realization of themselves in reflection to the other. The inner and outer planes merging and coming into reflection, into view of each other, as that which has been building for centuries on this earth. This is the larger meaning of the Book of Revelation. The movement down through time to this point is the action between polarities as given in the Kabbalah, this as action between the Church and those who would control. This is related to the Kabbalistic system that comes from Babylonian and Hebrew times, through economics and through church and religious and political intrigues. This movement up to this time as having reached this point wherein that entire trip is now standing in suspension. This awareness indicates that the waiting is that which is looking and shall soon burst forth into a new direction. This then moves toward the Death card. The Death means change. The old structure, the old way shall begin to fall and change. Suspended mind, the Hanged Man, is that setting aside of structure, allowing structure to fall. The structure that has built from Egypt to Byzantine through all these religious and political and philosophical concepts which have to do with structuring and controlling and regimentation, as that which deals with mind. Being has but three parts. There is the Holy Trinity that creates being. The fourth part added to being is will, and this is mind. When this fourth part is added, being then begins to relate and begins to create relationships that deal with structuring and association. This awareness indicates that mind is the builder. Mind has built and does hold all form in its position and shape. The suspension of mind for one moment would allow all form to dissolve as in a dream, and this dissolving of form would flow away, wherein all matter would dissolve and nothing would be materialized, as nothing would matter. In the suspension of mind, in that time a totally new creation could take place. When there is a co-creative action in mind, wherein all involved have something to say about what this new creation shall be, there shall be less hierarchy systems, and this will eliminate completely any hierarchy systems, and all will be participants in the action. The action will be with complete regard and understanding for each other's rights and vibratory rates and levels of being. This is likened unto seeing droplets of oil on water, which do not violate each other, but come close enough to where they contact and do reach communicative levels. In the old ways, the droplets of oil would be devoured by another droplet, or directed by another stream. Wherein this takes place in this manner, entities may visualize this co-creativeness as forces of energies. This awareness indicates that you visualize a stream flowing through time and space, that this stream is flowing from all directions, and that you are in a sense beneath an ocean of water in space. This water is the ocean of Akasha that fills all space, which is the life force itself. This is the stream of consciousness. This is the stream of life. In this stream of life there are movements, and these movements create whirling pools and eddies, and these are cross-currents of energies. These cross-currents are symbolized by the cross of crucifixion. These are symbolized by the four forces of God as indicated in the Tarot, and as indicated in the Incan glyphs, and in the swastika symbols. These cross-currents are those points in which this stream of consciousness does move into a spiraling focus. These swirling focuses become things, whether the thing is a concept, an idea, materialization, or an entity, these are all still things. The denser and more compact this whirlpool of consciousness, the more definite, the more separate, the more defined the thing is. In the more intense spiralings, these things become what is termed the material of the physical plane. This awareness indicates that this spiraling in consciousness is the magnetic center that Ouspensky speaks of. This magnetic center creates that drawing force which pulls in the energies that it desires to reach its own fulfillment. This drawing force is that which is appetite, that this is desire, and that desire is will, that will is direction, and that direction is mind. This is the Father, that this is the fourth card of the Tarot, the emperor. This is the force which directs and tries to control the expression of form and imagery. The mind is dealing with the form world. The magician deals with that which is behind form. This is a matter of how deeply into the spiral one moves. The more specialized a point is, the more into the spiral, the whirlpool, that point has moved. Entities whose consciousness moves into extreme pointedness, extreme spiral whirlpool forces, are those who become specialists and narrow in their view. There are ways in which entities can become narrow in some views and broad in others. This awareness indicates that you visualize a cone. This cone is symbolic of the whirlpool, the magnetic center, the spiraling of energies into a point. This cone contains within it other cones sticking out of these other cones, these as layers, this as in layers of cones wherein you may visualize a series of cones, one inside another, having different base dimensions. Visualize these now as spiral energies moving toward a center, that these spirals of energy do indicate the magnetic center of entities. Entities can be specialized in some areas and broad-minded in other areas, wherein the cone is widened. This goes also for societies and humanity in its cycles. This awareness indicates that the spiral and movement into specialized areas as that which creates the definitions, the divisions, the separations, the lines, the structure, the building blocks which create and build civilizations, personalities, images, and planes. The mind does mold in this manner the forms of imagery. Were the mind suspended from the physical plane, the mind would still exist on the unconscious imagery plane of the dream level. This relates unto the attempts of those in the past who try to bind consciousness through mummification. All that which has occurred in terms of structure is but a reflection of that bondage. This awareness indicates that the containment of consciousness through mummification is likened unto planting the seed of life in the ground in Egypt beneath the pyramids, for this seed of life to give birth to what is coming at this time. This awareness indicates that this seed of life, which was contained in these sperms, in these mummies, is that which did create the effect upon the mother, upon the civilization, through the churches, through politics and secret organizations upon the face of mankind on this plane. These mummies of that time in emitting their energies down through these eons of time, through these centuries, were in a state of suspended mind wherein they dreamed very slow dreams. These very slow dreams and very slow actions of the mind did structure and create images. These images did move from early Egypt to later Egypt, through Babylonia, Persia, Algeria, Israel, through Greece, through France and Spain, through Germany, England, and the other countries of Europe, through into America and Russia, and is now reaching into China and the Orient. These very slow dreams of the mummy and the civilizations that have been experienced as history on this plane, that essentially history is the story of the mummy, his dream, his story. The awakening of the mummy shall find himself realizing that he has been entombed, that he has been in suspended animation for some long time and that his body has completely decayed, while his mind, his spirit, has danced through many lifetimes since. The dancing of his spirit in these dreams, in these lifetimes that have followed, is the identification of the specialized lifetimes related to the father, to the ego, to the identity. The mummy itself is the mother, is the soul. The soul is the carrier. The boat carries and holds these dreams wherein the river of consciousness does flow and creates civilizations. These mummies in holding these images and dreaming these dreams of spirits dancing and civilizations rising and falling, have no real conception that their dreams do affect and create tragedy for those participants involved in their dreams. The mummies see their actions as images. This is the unconscious mind moving through desires of form, one after the other. Those who are the images of the mummies, as entities who live and breathe and call themselves humans, call themselves living creatures, and suffer the pangs of those civilizations that are being built and destroyed and seem real. Reality is only a matter of perspective. Those who are living their life on this physical plane do not think that the dreams of the mummies are real. They think that they are but an illusion or a concept. Those who are dreaming, those mummies who are in the tombs and temples that are still dreaming those images do not realize the life and material actions that are occurring on this plane are real. They see them only as images. This is but a hint of the different levels of mind that move through your universe. Understand that when mind is suspended, you are capable of moving through many levels, for mind is nothing more than definition, a fence, a border, a level of confinement, a specialization, a specific. The suspension of mind allows entities to flow through feeling and through awareness, awareness being that which looks, rather than that which tries to see. This concludes the reading on the Hanged Man. The suspended mind, the hanged man, the crucifix is that which allows entities to see the truth. This awareness indicates that the truth of any moment may be seen through the suspension of mind. Moments do have lesser and greater spaces in time and space. The suspension of mind can be of lesser and greater duration. The greater the suspension of mind and the greater the attention to the moment and the greater the expansion of the moment, the more entities move into Akasha, into the clear light, and away from that which is the specialized eddies, traps, and whirlpools which draw and seek to confine entities through definitions, words, promises, and goals. What is at the other end of that whirlpool? Your desire should not be for the point in the whirlpool, but for the clear space that lies between whirlpools. Whirlpools are energies that are of a magnetic center, and as you move into areas where there are fewer whirlpools, there are fewer magnetic centers, and fewer forces that are drawing from you. In this manner, you are more able to avoid becoming a whirlpool yourself, a greedy, desirous pool of energy. This awareness indicates that in understanding this and suspending these mind trips of focused energies, that you see truth, for truth is, but truth cannot be seen when there are goals between you and the truth. July 10, 1972.